You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Reish Gimel. Behine Mavur Bereish Erevin. Depamim Masharin Ba'amais. Tochakois. Upamim Masharin Ba'amos Atsovais. So you know what these two types of amos are. The word sochakos comes from smiling. So smiling, your mouth is wide. So there's a wide amma. So do you take a wide amma or do you take a wide an amma that is frowning? When you're frowning, your lips contract. So is it a wider amma or is it a contracted amma? So what's the difference? The difference is, how does your fist appear? Is it a tight fist, which would be like a frown on somebody, or is it a loose fist that is spread out a bit? So there is a minor difference between the size of a loose fist and a tightened fist. So when you are measuring for tachumim, what should you use? Should you use the tight fist or the relaxed fist? That's the question that he raises here, the Minchas Chinuch. Vezeh, right? And in both cases, no matter what, lechumra, you're always going to go lechumra, whatever the scenario is. Ayin sham gimel amid beis. You have to look at the sugya and erev and gimel amid beis, which I will recount for you in a minute. V'chein pasuk haRambam perek yud zayin mishabbos halacha lamed vav. So it's interesting that what's the sugya they're talking about? The sugya there starts off not with sochakos or tzavos, but the sugya starts off there between two amas. There's an ama that's 5 tfachim, and there's an ama that's 6 tfachim. Matter of fact, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Dal and Daf Hey, relate to us that there is a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. What size is an amma? Is an amma bas chamisha tfachim, or is an amma bas shisha tfachim? So it appears they both acknowledge that the amma of 5 tfachim exists, and the amma of 6 tfachim exists. The machlokes is, when do you apply them? So the Nafka Mina is the Beis HaMikdash, because the Aron was 1.5 amos high. So the sugya there in Sukkah is talking about, how do you know that a sugya has to be at least a Sarat Fachim high? So the Gemara on Hey Amar Aleph says, I'll tell you how you know. Because it says that Hashem was never Yared. Hashem never settled below the aura, meaning that the abode of the human being exists below the height of the aura. The idea of an abode or the idea of a dwelling place has to have the minimum height of the aura. And how high was the aura? So the Gemara says the aura itself was 1.5 amas. And if an amma is 6 tfachim, that's 9. Plus, you have the kapyrus on top. Then the Gemara goes through a whole discussion. How do you know the kapyrus is a tefach? And it comes to the conclusion, 1.5 amas for the aron is 6 tefachim. Then 1 tefach for the kapyrus. 10. The Gemara says, what do you do according to the other mandiyama of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, who says that a amma is 5 tefachim? Then you'll have 7.5 and 1, and your sukkah will only have to be 8.5 tfachim high. The Gemara says, when it comes to the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone agrees you're mashar with a tefach of shisha tfachim. So it appears there's a machlekes in Shas when you use the amma of 5 tfachim and when you use the amma of 6 tfachim. So the Gemara in Erev and Gimel Beis says, the first mission of Erevin is dealing with a mavui. A mavui is an alleyway that is the thoroughfare and passageway for many different courtyards, chatzerais. And the halacha is when you venture out of that mavui, eventually you will get to the Rosh HaRabim. So I have to prevent you from going into the Rosh HaRabim without your knowledge. So if you have something in your pocket, you must be made aware that you're about to enter the Rosh HaRabim from the mavui. So the first Gemara says you have to place a kaira, a wide beam, at the entrance to the mavui. And that wide beam, the entrance to the mavui, can be no higher than Esrim Amma. The question the Gemara says is, what type of Amma do I use to measure the 20 Amos of height? So the Gemara says, Amas Mavui v'Amas Sukkah. If it's the Mavui of the Sukkah, if it's the Amma of the Mavui or the Amma of the Sukkah, Zev, right? Zev Zeh L'chumra. I must do both L'chumra. And Amma Kilayim Bar Shishat Fachim. Because every time you take a measurement, the measurement has to utilize that amma that is more chamra. So when I am looking to determine a minimal height, a maximum height, and after that height, like by a sukkah, can't be more than esrim amma, and like I have by mavui, cannot be more than esrim amma, the chumra there is to make my height as short as possible. The chumra is to have the smallest opening for the mavui and for the sukkah, because that's the chumra. If I go with the larger amma, then I'm being mako. I'm allowing it to go higher. So therefore, the Gemara says, amas mavui va'amas sukkah bas chamisha. But amas kilayim is shisha. It's bas shisha. Why? Because by kilayim, the chumra is not to shorten the distance, but it's rather to lengthen the distance. Because the din of kilayim is I'm not allowed to plant a kerem, a vineyard, next to a regular wheat field. And I must do harchaka. So when it comes to harchaka, the smaller measurement's lakula, but the larger measurement is lachumra. So that's how the Gemara there starts off. That which amas you have, amas mavui, keep in mind that it says mavui, which is a din derabanan. Amos mavui va'amas sukkah have to be what? Has to be bas chamisha, l'chumra. And amas kilayim, where you need a dense distance, you can't rely on a small minimal distance of an amma bas chamisha, I have to use the chumra bas shisha. So the Gemara just brings all of the cases that you are going lachumra.
Now, but the pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both agree that there are amas of 5 and 6. They just argue where to apply it.
That's what appears to be. And the Meiri,
but they don't tell us by Erevin if that's the whole machlokes between them where to apply it. But they were silent regarding Erevin what they hold. So we don't know what they hold like?
Correct. In this case, we do not know. That's why Abaye says in the name of Rav Nachman, Zev v'zeh l'chumra.
By the way, it comes out nicely according to the Rambam that says that there's no machlokesim by halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and shiurin is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So there's not really a machlokes between them because they both agree the shiur is 5 and 6. They just saw your way to apply it.
Very good. And that's what the Meiri says, Beferish and Erevin, Gimel Amud Beis, that there are two valid amos in halacha. The question is when to apply one or when to apply the other. But then the Gemara goes on and says, Rava disagrees with Abaye. And Rava says there is an absolute amma of shisha tfachim. And what Rav Nachman said is you go l'chumra, not concerning whether it's bas chamisha or bas shisha, but in the tefach itself, there is a question of otzvos or sochakos. Meaning, Rava says, when it comes to how many tefachim in an amma, everyone agrees it's bas shisha. But the question is, what type of tefach do you utilize? Oitz, voice, or sochakos? So therefore, Rava says in the name of Nachman, you always must go, whether it's sochakos or otzavos lechumra. So for instance, a mavui and a sukkah, when you're measuring their height, it's definitely going to be what? 20 times 6. It's definitely going to be 120 tefachim. That it can't be higher than that. Because Rava says everyone agrees the Amma, the classic Amma, is Shisha Tefachim. The only question is, are those 120 Tefachim, are they Otzvos or are they Sachakais?
And what did Abaya hold how you measure a Tefach?
What?
What did Abaya hold regarding a Tefach? He says the Sachakais and Otzvos is just regarding the Amma, but how did he measure a Tefach?
The Gemara is silent about that.
No, it seems to silent. Make a big difference, right?
Yeah, it would. It would. So that's the sugya there. Now, what the Minchas Chinuch, interestingly enough, is considering is not the issue of how many tefachim in the Amma, because the Chora he'll go like Rava, correct? Because we're always passing like Rava versus Abaye. Which, by the way, the Mefarshim have a problem with the Rif. The Rif goes out of his way to say, and in this sugya, we paskin like Abaye. We paskin like Rav. And the Rush says, you should know in this sugya, we paskin like Rav. So the Karban Nisano on the Rush says, why does the Rush have to delineate we paskin like Rav? We always paskin like Rav. Except for Yal Kigam. So, by the way, Meiri also says, and we paskin like Rav. So Rav Simcha Zissel Brody in his footnotes on the Meiri says the same question could be asked on the Meiri. What is the need of all of these Rishonim, interestingly enough, to point out that we paskin like Rav? The general rules are we always paskin like Rav, except for Yal Kigam. That's a side point. Anyway, the Minchas Chinuch is not going on the first part of the Gemara Abaye, but rather Rava, who says every Am is Bashisha. The question is, what type of Tefach? Sochakos or Otzvos? Okay, Ubaharav HaMagid, maybe B'Shem HaRashba, famous Rashba that we came across when we learned the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Be'avaydes HaKodesh, Shar Aleph, Sof Ois, one second. So, Imo, the Amma Sochakais Yisera al Amma Oitzvois. In other words, what is really the difference between a tight fist and a loose fist? He says, Chatzi Etzba. He says it's half a finger width. So, therefore, if you add it up, it's basically, if you're going to say it's Bash Shisha, if you're going to say like Rava, that every Amma has what? A Shisha Tfachim. So how much more are you going to add? So for every Amma, you're going to add 3 Etzbois. Now by 2,000 Ammas, that's 6,000 Etzbois by Tchum. Sorry, not 6,000. How many? 2,000 times 3, yeah. 6,000 Etzbois, which adds up. So the question is, what do we do by Tchumen? If I'm measuring the tchum, what amma do we use? V'hatam, right, the misharin l'chumra. So why do we go l'chumra? So the Minchas Chinuch says something now that is not muskum to everyone. Nere, desfuke misfeka l'chazal. Chazal have a suffix. E misharin, do I go ahead and do I measure ba'atzvais with atzvais? Al kain azlinan lechumra le'inyan Shabbos u'le'inyan what? U'le'inyan sukkah ayin shom. The only problem if you're ayin shom, it's not mazlinan lechumra le'Shabbos l'sukkah. It's aslina l'chumra. Excuse me, l'mavui l'sukkah. Big nafkamina, because a mavui is an issa d'rabbanan. And by an issa d'rabbanan, we seem to be going l'chumra. So the question is, why do we go ahead and go l'chumra by oitzvahs and sukkahs? So ayin mitzvah sukkah, he says, look at mitzvah sukkah, the minchas chinuch, herachnu ksas. There was a little bit of an arichas there in mesechah sukkah. That's the part Shai wanted to skip, but we didn't.
But Shabbos is a daraisa. Sometimes
yes, the term Shabbos. The Gemara uses the term amas mavui and amas sukkah versus amas kilayim. So kilayim and sukkah are doraisas. So I understand why there I would go l'chumra. But why does the Gemara insist mavui is in that category too?
But mavui is also Shabbos. Mavui is also Shabbos. I think the one says that.
So look at Svi, look at the next
line. I mean, it has to do with
so. So let's see. So yeah. The next line. V'kan b'tchum alpayim azlinan lahakel. But here by tchum, which is what? Alpayim ama, I'm going to go lahakel. Why? The dafka alpayim ama sochakais. I'm going to go lakula. I'm going to say, if you want to walk 2,000 amas, we can be makel. And you can walk the larger 2,000 amas. But Tzvi, why? Isn't that Shabbos? In other words, I'm asking, what's the chiluk between mavu?
No, but the ikar din, the other one's the ikar din of Shabbos. The whole mavu is an invention. But I don't know. The Gemara says such a svara, I think. The Gemara says, talking about Shabbos is...
He's learning Tchum Alpayim is the Rabbanan, only Gimel Parsos is the Raisa.
Matter of fact, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. We're not measuring Alpayim Amma the Rabbanan. I'm going to use Sochakos, which is Mekel. When I am measuring...
No, we're trying to make a difference between Mavui and Erev, right? You're trying to make
it... I want to make a difference between Amma the Rabbanan and Mavui the Rabbanan.
Mavui is the Rabbanan. So there, I was trying to,
But Sochakos, Osir Leilech Yosef, Aval Ba'atzvois Mutter, Leilech, correct? But Atzvois, which is the small amount, I can go, because why? Kolzman, the lo havu Sochakos, the Tchumim Derabonu.
Yeah, but can I give you a difference? I'll make a distinction.
One second.
The distinction is by mavui.
Let me finish.
You're worried about.
Please let me finish. Aval, however, when we're dealing with what? Le'inyan Sholosh Parsois. Bevada imhoilech ama achas yisera mechav dalit elef, which is gimel mel. Ama oitzvas. There I'm going to be machmer. With a shorter distance. Oiver besfeka doraisa, mikoma kom bevade ein loike, correct? But I'm not going to give malchus. Because sofik oinshin lakula, misofik. Rak, right? Rakim hoilech ama chutz lechov dalet elef ama soichakos. Then I would get malchus. So Tzvi, tell me why mavui. Which is a din derabanan lekulei alma.
Mavui is a din derabanan, but hitzoy is a din deraisa. Hitzoy is a din deraisa. You're worried, mavui. You're worried that somebody's going to carry from rishus ayochad to rishus arabim. So it's a kind of a gzera in a deraisa. What do you call it? Eruv. The whole thing is a derabanan invention, unless you say. The whole thing is an invention of the Rabbanan. So we don't worry about it.
We many times say Sfeik the Rabbanan Lakula, even though the Dinda Rabbanan is on a Dinda Raisa.
That's true. But
you mean there's no Sfeik the Rabbanan Lakula Gabi Muksa? Because
no, of course you do. Of course you do. But in this particular case, Chazal decided to.
It's a Gimel Mebeishai that says Sfeik Muksa is the Chumra. And when
but Muktzah, they treat Muktzah very much like a Daraisa. There are shittas that Muktzah is Daraisa, by the way. We just had it in Pesachim.
But not every type of Muktzah, certain type of Muktzah. Not the Muktzah of a pen and a pencil. That no one says that's Daraisa. The Muktzah.
Muchan.
Oh, the Beyantif. The but the one of Nilad, Muktzah the Nilad, may be Daraisa. But not
didn't we just have him Pesachim? A few days ago, we just had him Pesachim that it's Daraisa. There's a sheet that's Daraisa from the word from Achana, from the requirement of Achana.
Once again, Muktzah is Daraisa, but only a type of particular Muktzah.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, Tzvi, if I understand you correctly, you're making an unbelievable chiddush, a chiluk. When the Rabbanon is an invention totally out of the air, like Alpayim Amma, and it's not there as a harchok, I go with Kula. But when the Rabbanon is what? The Rabbanon is laharchik adam min avera, then I would go l'chumra. I don't think that's correct, is it?
No.
It's not correct in halacha, but it is a distinction, and it is a basis. If you're forced to make a distinction, you can make such a distinction. It's not going to be consistent, but not everything has to be consistent. Sometimes they treated things that are drabonon as a daraisa, and if you wanted to make such a distinction, you can do it here.
I understand
the difference between the two halachas.
If that's the case, isn't the burden of proof on the Minchas Chinuch? The Gemara says, Mavli, we go l'chumra. Then all of a sudden, the Minchas Chinuch says, but by Tchum the Rabbanon, we'll go l'kula.
Oh, that's the Gemara too. There are two Gemaras.
Says that. The Gemara never says by Sochakais or Atzvais that you use the more Mekel for Tchumen.
The Gemara does say, Erevin, you always go l'kula.
That's
all
correct.
Over the Erevin is full of it.
That's correct. But then maybe the Minchas Chinuch has to think of the reason, has to think a different reason why. Is the reason that we go the measurements, in other words, now the measurements of Sochakos versus Atzavais. He says by the Rabban of Alpayim Amma, we are going to go Sochakos and be making. Is that because of Sfeika the Rabban of Lakula, or maybe it's a different reason?
It's because by Erevin you always go Lakula. It's not necessarily because of, is it because of Sfeika the Rabban of Lakula, or is there another reason?
Well, let's take a look at the Gemara that we did times on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. We did
it last. Some say that was included in the Rabbanon.
Fake Erev, correct? And a Safek Erev, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda say, Chomer Gomel. I'm stuck and I have to go to Chumra. The Chachamim, the Rabbanon, say you go to Kula. The Gemara says, Reb Meir Shita must be that Erevin is Doraisa. And the Russian Erevin says that's also the Shita of Reb Yehuda, that Erev is Doraisa. Mashma, that a suffix is dependent on whether you hold Erev Doraisa the Rabbanon. That sounds a lot like that by Erevin, Suffolk the Rabbanon Lakula, doesn't it?
Right.
So now the question goes back to, how do you understand the Gemara in Erevin Gimel Amud Beis? Amas Mavui Lachumra. That by Mavui, we go Lachumra. Either according to Abaye, we go five Tfachim, or according to Rava, we go Atzvos, not Sochakos. How do you learn that Gemara? So there's a Prima Gadim that says that if you have another Safek by Mavui, you could be, so by Sukkah, that's Doraisa, or by Kilayim, that's Doraisa. If I have another Safek, I can be Mitztaref that to this Safek of the Shir Amma. Or Tefach, and I could say Sfek Sfeka. So it seems like the Prima Gadim is learning the Sugya in Erev and Gimel Amud Beis, that it's mamish a question of Sfeka the Rabbanon and Sveika Doraisa. While there are other Achronim, and it seems this way from the Meiri, that it's not based on Sveika Doraisa, Sveika Darabonon, but we were given two Shiurim. We were given an Amma Soichek and Amma Otsov. And you know what? And the tradition is we're always going to go to Chumrah with the two Ammas, unless we know differently. Meaning, it's not based on Sofek, but it seems to be a din vadai. That you go vadai l'chumra by these what? By these sochek, by these amos. If that's the case, then just like mavui, I would go l'chumra. Tchumim, I would also go l'chumra. But the minchas chinuch doesn't feel that way. The minchas chinuch feels alpayim ama is the rabbanan, and I'll say sveika the rabbanan l'kula, and I'll go what? I'll go sechoikas and not otzvas.
You don't like my svara.
I like your svara, but once again, it leaves us lacking that the minchas chinuch needs a burden of proof.
Yes.
Mavui is a din derabanan, correct? And
I'll tell you what I'm basing it on. It's a recent Gemara in Masechtas Shabbos, where the Gemara is going about kal v'chomer. What's kal and what's chomer? So the Gemara cites two cases, both of which are derabanan. And the Gemara holds that one is chomer and one is kal. And the Gemara says the reason is because even though this was is a darbanon, so or something like that, but because it's talking about Shabbos, which is chayvei krisus, we call it chomer. So it's just a slight analogy to what we're talking about now. Maybe it has no application at all.
Value this idea.
They're not just to open the garage door. They need electricity.
This idea of making a chiluk is valid. The question is the application. Do you apply this chiluk to Sofek Derabanan? And there you need a burden of proof. Furthermore, if Sofek Derabanan is the kula, the question is why make a chiluk really? You need a proof to say that Tchumim is different than Mavui. Since the Gemara says Beferish Mavui is Lechumra, what would motivate me, prove to me that I'm going to now say Sofek Derabanan Lekula by Tchumim? That's the problem with the Minchas Chinuch. Vayain, let's go further. Vayain, Rambam, Perich of Zion, Mishabes, Halacha Gimel. Le'inyon Tchumim Lamala Mi'asura. You have a very interesting question now. If I am on dry land and there is a plank that I can board to go on a ship, is there an Isser Tchumim on the ship? Meaning the ship's height is more than 10 Tfachim off the ground. And as I mentioned in Masechet Sukkah and all over, the Gemara always says that 10 Tfachim is a bifurcation or a boundary between Rishuyas. Do I say that once I am now above Yud Tfachim, I no longer am subject to the problem of Tchum? That's the question in the Gemara. L'mala me'asara. Shekasov shehu safek. Ayein sham. So the question is, it's a suffix, right? How would you paskin in this case? Would I say that I could definitely go alpayim amma or more? Because suffix the rabban lakula. The problem would be that I cannot go on a boat more than gimel parsois, yud beis mil. Is that what you would say? Would you make that distinction? Because according to the minchas chinuch, that seems to be you would make besafik tchumen, that I can go up the plank on the boat and I can ride that boat up to gimel parsois. Because up to gimel parsois, I will say safik tchumen lekula. But once it passes the destination of gimel parsois, now it's tchumen doraisa and safik doraisa lechumba. My question is that a proper application of the Minchas Chinuch? The problem is, he says, the Magid Mishnah brings a Rashba. Beharav ha-Magid, Magid Shekosov, the Bedaoraisa Sveiko, right? L'chumra. The Magid Mishnah feels this is correct. And the Magid Mishnah says, when you're dealing with Chum Doraisa, i.e. Gimel Parsos, the Magid Mishnah says, I'd go L'chumra L'mala Miyud. Correct? U'bidarabanan al-payim amma sveiko le'kula. Very good. Im kain le'inyan yaitse chutz le'tchum le'inyan hadinim. So therefore, also the measurement of chutz le'tchum, I would say sha'asar li'kones, that I can't go to that destination. Davka b'yotze chutz le'alpayim sochakai. It would also be Seichikos. Once again, do you apply Sufik Darabanan Lakula by Erev? So the Magid says, I do apply Sufik Darabanan Lakula by Erev. But the problem is, what about, again, we have the problem of Mavui, but it appears that there's a different rule here, that Sufik Darabanan Lakula, Sufik Erev Darabanan Lakula. And Safek Erev Doraisa is the Chum. So the question is not only on the Minchas Chinuch, but it seems L'chaira to be the same question could be asked on the Magid Mishnah. Aval, however, Imhu, however, if we say Imhu, B'sochal Payim Sochakois, but as long as the person ventures out less than 2,000 of the larger Amma, the Kula Dikashita, Mutter Lachzer. He has no problem and no restrictions. There's no Chumras at all by 2,000 Amas. By 2,000 Amas, Adinda Rabbanan will go Lakula for him to go back, venture back and forth, as long as he ventures within 2,000 Sochakais. Ayen Sham, Beshas, that's the Rishas Mem Aleph Mem Beis. What is that? And Nun Beis, Nun Beis, Amid Beis. The Rambam Hilchot Yud Aleph Hilchot Yud Gimel Kamadinim B'yotzei Chutz L'Tchum. The halacha is that once you go out of the Tchum, you have certain limitations. You only have Dalet Amos, and you can't go any further. So the Minchas Chinuch is saying there are no restrictions at all, as long as you are within the 2,000 Amos Soichakas. Because once again, Sveika the Rabbanan Lakula. Nira Davka B'Soichakas. Kihu Sveika the Rabbanan. Umevi Harav HaMagid. Very interesting, Sham. And the Magid Mishnah says over there, B'shem HaRashba, the Rashba, Ba'avaydas HaKoydesh, that he paskins differently by the suffix of L'mal Miyadama. And he says something which I'd like you all to explain to me. The Lechatchila, the Rashba, says, you know what? Osir Lotzeis B'Shabbos Afilu L'mal Mi'asara. You cannot go on the boat, even for a boat ride, of less than 2,000 amos. Why? Because afilo e tchumim derabanan. The Rashba says, even though tchuma derabanan, legabe the suffix of lamaila miyud, I'm going to go lachumra. Why? The yesh lo chezkas beisai. Because he has an existing chazaka that he cannot uproot. That's chezkas beisai. So what does he mean by this? Cheskas Beso.
Yeah, we talked about it, I think, last week. There's a chazaka that his dira is where he lives. So the question is whether in the Hilchos Sveikas, the chazaka predominates.
Is that what it means? Or does it mean that since he's now on the ground, we're going to use the ground measurement of 2,000 amos? So even if he ventures on a platform, the chazaka is we view him as still being on the ground. But nevertheless, whatever cheskas beso means, the Rashba is being mechadish something to us. That by an iser the rabbanon of tchumim, you don't always say suffik the rabbanon mukula. If there's a chazaka by a sveka the rabbanon, correct to be machmir, then perhaps you will go against that sveka the rabbanon mukula and be what? And be soimech on the chazaka. So I was thinking about this. Is this true? So this has to do with the Rush last week, who says that only Reb Meir, it says clearly, holds Sufik Erev is Aser based on Sveka Doraisa, that Erev is Doraisa. The Rush adds Reb Yehuda is his compatriot. Since he says Sufik Erev Lechumra, he must also hold Chumim Doraisa. But according to this Rashba, I could hold Sufek Erev is Lachumra even without going as far as Sveka Doraisa, correct? As long as there's a pre-existing Chazaka. The question is, does a Chazaka that exists prior to Shabbos, let's say, determine what your status is on Shabbos? Meaning the Rashba would Lachumra have to say, he's sitting in his house, Ben Ashmashas, and he goes into Shabbos on the ground in his house. Therefore, 2,000 amos in any direction, we prohibit him. So therefore, the suffix that he's now going up a plank onto a ship does not remove his cheskas iser. Let me ask you a question. Do we say sveika derabbanan by a cheskas iser? Any riots or not?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
How about if I asked you, do you say Safek Darabonon by a Cheskas Chiyuv? What would you say? Not a Cheskas Isser, but a Cheskas Chiyuv.
It's a big machlekas.
So there is a Gemara in Brachas, Chafal from an Aleph, that says if I hold Sufek Doraisa, if I hold Krishma's Doraisa, and I'm not sure whether I said it, I have to go back. If I hold Krishma's Derabbanan, then I do not have to go back if I'm not sure whether I said it or not. The Gemara also says the same thing about Birkas HaMazon on Chafam and Beis and Brachas, that if Birkas HaMazon is Doraisa, then if I'm not sure whether I said it, I have to go back. If Birchas HaMazon is Derabbanan, then I don't have to go back. The problem is I've got a different halacha of Safek Brachas there. And maybe Safek Brachas Lekula overrides any Cheskas Chiyuv. But I'm just telling you that this question of do I say Sveik Derabbanan Lekula even with a cheskas iser, a cheskas chiyuv, which may not be the same, but are similar, is a major discussion, based at least on those Gemaras and Brachas.
What's the case when the Gemara says that Reb Meir, who holds Sopik Erev Hossel, and the Gemara says because he holds that Chumen Daraisa, what's the case over there? That Sopik, what's the Sopik Erev? Yeah.
Which says that if you're Erev is Nisgalgel before Ben Ashmashos and is taken out of its place, or if it is Nitma, if it's Truma prior to Ben Ashmashos, then it's no good. But if it was scattered Nisgalgel after Ben Ashmashos or Nitma after Ben Ashmashos, correct? Then I would say it's a Suffolk. And Reb Meir, I come and I notice that the Erev is no longer there when I come there Shalosh Shudas time.
So there's definitely no Cheskas Beso.
That's a question. Is there a Cheskas Beso there?
Well, it can't be, or else the Rashba is going to have a big problem. Then, well, what's...
No, you know, Cheskas... Right.
What does the Gemara have to say? What do you mean Rav Meir says only Suffolk Air Apostle in that case because he holds Tchumen D'Oraisa? No, even if he holds Tchumen D'Rabbanan, it's a Cheskos Beisa according to the Rashba. So that case, you can't say it's a Cheskos Beisa.
Oh, I like, and you know, I'm not sure. We have to define Cheskos Beisa if it's similar or not, correct?
Yeah, but the Rashba can't learn that case is Cheskos Beisa, or else the Gemara doesn't have to say there's no proof that it may hold as D'Oraisa.
Clearly, the Gemara there says, clearly, I am going L'Chumra only because of one reason.
Right.
According to Meir, at least, correct?
Yeah.
The discussion we had in the Minchas Kinuch last week is Rabbi Yehuda, who also says Safek Erev is a Chumra Gomel, and it's the Chumra, is he forced into holding Tchumim D'Oraisa? The Rosh says yes, and the Minchas Kinuch says you don't have to be forced into that corner. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Safek Erev is the Chumra, the Gemara never says clearly there's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda and he must hold that Erev is D'Oraisa. The Gemara only says that according to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yehuda's sheet according to the Minchas Chinuch is still up in the air. Even though the Rosh says Rabbi Yehuda must hold that Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion, right, Erev is D'Oraisa. So that question of what is the reason for the Mishnah there, is it only because of Erev D'Oraisa, or is there another reason, seems to be the discussion we had last week, the last paragraph before Ois Gimel. Do you have to paint or push the Rabbi Yehuda in a corner or not? The Rosh says, I have to put Rabbi Yehuda in a corner, that Erev is D'Oraisa. The Minchas Chinuch says he's not so sure. And he says, Tzorach Iyun in the Rosh.
And the reason he's not so sure is because of the Chazakah, right?
That's what you said last week, so say it again this week. And if you say it again next week, then you'll have a Chazakah on Cheskos Beisa.
What other reason is there?
I don't know. Maybe, I'll tell you, I gave the possibility last week that maybe there is a Cheskos Isser. Because my Malkum Shvisa, I have not determined it yet. And I have an iser, if nothing is done, to walk 2,000 amos. So this Erev is coming to be matir, that underlying iser.
Are you saying there's a Cheskos iser, not a Cheskos price? What are you saying?
Yeah, it's a Cheskos iser.
Right. All right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but the problem is that true? Do we say Suffolk the Rabbanon is not Lekula with a Cheskos iser?
I have to tell you, I think there's a big Rav Kiva Ego in this whole thing about a Cheskos Bias. I didn't make it up. I think there's a big Rav Kiva Ego. He's dealing with a certain sugya where I think there was an Erev on both sides and something like that. But, you know, like, you forget, like the next day you forget. It's already a couple of months after Erev, so I don't remember anymore. But I do know I didn't make up this whole thing about a Cheskos Bias.
Well, clearly you didn't, because he just quoted that's a Shitas HaRashba, correct?
Oh, he does? He uses that term?
Yes, I just read it.
Okay.
Take a look a little before. The question is, there's a Suffolk. If I go ahead and there is a boat, and I enter the boat on Shabbos, I go on a plank up into the boat, is there a Din Tchumim on the boat? Because the boat is l'mal miyud. And the Rambam says it's a suffik. The Magid Mishnah says it depends on the tchum. If you're talking about a tchum derabban of alpayim amma, I can say tchum l'mal miyud is a suffik derabban l'kula. That's the Magid Mishnah. Suffik tchumim derabban l'kula. Suffik tchum d'oraisa l'chumra. But then he brings a Rashba that says even suffik tchum derabban in this case, is L'Chumra because of Cheskos Beisa. That's what we have.
I'm sorry, Rav Kiva didn't make it up.
No, the Rashba said.
But you were interpreting it differently. You said it has something to do with Malami Yod versus Lamatami Yod.
I said I wasn't sure how to interpret it. I gave at least two possibilities. Okay. But anyway, but the Magid Mishnah seems to be siding on the side of the Minchas Chinuch. Therefore, in measuring it out, we're going to go Lakula and we're going to go with Sochakais. And again, we have the problem from Mavui. Nira de Davka Biyotse Chutzla Alpayim Sochakais. Only if you violate the Issa Darabanan and you go the further, what? The more makel distance, the longer distance of Sochakais. But if you violate, right, V'chein ein loikin ela al chav dalet al payim. Similarly, I can get malchus if go ahead and traverse three parsois, which is Yud Beis Mil, which is 24,000 amos seichikos, because I can't give a punishment misafik. Even if I go suffik the rice of the chumra lechatchila, if the fellow is iver, the Suffolk Doraisa, he still would not get Malkus until we're vadai sure that he violated the Issa Doraisa, which would have to be in the more Makel Shita.
Can I reword the Svara I gave you before about Mavui? I'd like to reword it a little bit. I reword it this way. Since by Shabbos, we would use a measure of the other one, the more chamur, which is the more chamur, or Shabbos?
Why? It depends. Why? If it's mavui, and you're talking about a height, and you're saying it cannot exceed the height, then it's oitzvais.
So it's not going to work.
Right, but if it's a certain amount that you need to travel, or a shear you wish to go ahead and obtain, then it would be seichikas. So I'm going to mention something in a minute. Kain nira lefi anius daiti. Poshuk. V'hainyonim amukim. It's interesting. I don't remember coming across v'hainyonim amukim. For some reason, he feels these inyonim are inyonim amukim. So let me test and give you some Minchas Chinuch trivia test. Minchas Chinuch for 2000. Okay, I'm not going to put it in the form of an answer. I'm going to put it in the form of a question. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Sukkah has this question. I have a Sukkah that combines two Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. One Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is that the Daifen on one side of the sukkah does not extend to the bottom. So there's a Beferish of Mishnah that says, HaMashal Shel Defanos Sukkah. If you suspend the Defanos of a sukkah, it must be within three Tfachim. And if it's more than three Tfachim, the Daifen is not a Daifen. Okay? Now what do I do now in this sukkah that it has a suspended wall? I go up the wall and I encounter schach puzzle. The halacha of schach puzzle is
Dofen Akuma.
Dofen Akuma. But Dofen Akuma only works if it's less than Dalet Amos. If it's more than Dalet Amos, I won't work. So I have one halacha Moshe Mitzinai that is what? That is saying I need a minimum amount. That's the bottom, the suspended wall. And then there's a Nacha Halacha Moshe Mitzinai on top that I cannot have a maximum amount. What? The Minchas Chinuch wants to know, what do I do? I'm Meshayer Ba'oitzvais or I'm Meshayer B'Sochkois? Right? If I'm Meshayer B'Sochkois,
It's Iman of Sochkois.
I'm makel on the Dalet Amos. And yeah, if I'm machmer on the Dalet Amos with Oitzvois, I'm makel on the suspended wall.
So we might have shot the psuk is puzzle.
Very good. So there's no Eitza. That's definitely
Isn't there a Ran that said you can't combine two halacha Moshe Mitzinai by Sukkah?
That's correct, but that's a whole different discussion. And do we paskin like that, Ron? We do, Rabbi Akiva Eger says we do not. Because Meisim B'chol Yom, that we're Soymech and Torah Lachim Moshe Mishinas, right?
I don't think Lovin is considered for that purpose of Lachim Moshe Mishinas.
Yes, it is. Why not?
Because it's not. I don't think so.
Hey, if you look at the Gemara on in Sukkah, Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara there says Beferish.
That it is?
Hilchasa Lemechitza, sorry, the Gemara says Beferish. It says Hilchasa Lemechitza Lushurin. If you look at Rashi there, he says, what's Mechitzas? He says, Lava Dofanakuma, etc.
It's not unique to Sukkah. The Lovud. Lovud is a universal principle.
That's so what? But Lovud, as a universal principle, it's Alach L'Mesh Mishinai. As a universal principle.
It's not unique to Sukkah. Darfur not applies only to Sukkah.
So what? But you're still using two Alach L'Mesh Mishinais.
Right.
Take a look at the Rashi there. Actually, I think it's Vavamid Beis in Sukkah, where the Gemara comes to the conclusion. Like I said before, the Gemara wants to know how high does a sukkah have to be? Asar tfachim. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Aram. The Gemara says the Aram's a problem according to the Shita that an Am is 5 tfachim. So the Gemara gives two possibilities, like I said. Either that even the Mandi Amar that an Am is 5 tfachim, by the Mishkan where you're going to use 6 tfachim. And then the Gemara gives another possibility. That all mechitzas and shiurim are halacha Moshe Mishinai, and we know yud tfachim, the height of a sukkah, halacha Moshe Mishinai. And in Rashi there, when it says all mechitzas and shiurim are halacha Moshe Mishinai, Rashi says love it. Okay, let's continue. Lahaniach Eruv, and now we're coming into an interesting question. Not how far the tchum is, but where do I place my Eruv? I have to place my Eruv at the end of 2,000 Amos, correct? So do I place it at the end of 2,000 Amos Atzvas, or do I place it at the end of 2,000 Amos Sachakais? So let's see, Ulhaniach Eruv, Vadai Lechatchila, I should be, Lechatchila, I should be Meniach it as close as possible, right? Yaniach Toch Hatchum Shal Atzvas. Since it's a suffix, I'm going to go ahead and be machmir to make sure I don't overshoot the tchum and not have an eruv. However, b'di'evid, since it's only a din d'rabbanon, im he'niach chutz l'tchum right atzvais, but as long as you're within seichekais, v'toich tchum seichekais, tzorech iyah. Now, why is it tzorech iyah? Why isn't it just b'di'evid? I could say suffering darabana lakula, no? Anyone have an idea? Why is it sarachian? Why don't you go again with suffering darabana lakula?
Because maybe it wouldn't work according to the Rashba. Maybe according to the Rashba, you would have to do it with Itzavus. It wouldn't be B'David.
Ach, Ledas HaRashba. Yesh lo cheskas beisai. Do you think that's what tzorachina is based on? V'das harashba ba'atzmo tzorachia. V'lo matzasi kan shiadabru ha'paiskim. Isn't that interesting? That there are no paiskim that tell us where to place the eruv in the, concerning this issue. V'das ha'paiskim. We're up to Dalet now, correct? So we'll start. Are we up to Dalet?
No.
Okay, we have to go a little higher.
Yeah, you're up to V'ayin Ritva.
Doichakais, V'tzorich Iyan, Shalo Dibru Ha'paiskim Mita, V'ayin Simen Shumem Tes V'shin Tzadivav B'tur B'beis Yosef Shon Mavur le'inyan arba amos.
I don't know where you skipped. I don't know where you went.
Really?
He skipped out a few lines. He was down about 5 lines.
Sorry.
Right.
What am I opposite?
after the brackets with the Mara Mokum, it says Chalik al Arash, but it says before that, it says Vayin Ritva, Perak Dalad.
Okay, so 1 second. I have to go back. We read Achladas Harash, but correct?
Right. Yesh Lecheskos Beisa, Vadas Harash, Vadas Matsor Chiyun. Right, for the Matsosi Kanshi Yadabra Peskim is there the Asfas of Sechikas, and now you're up to the Ayin Ritva.
Excellent.
Give me a second to get back to Ayin Baritva. I had it a second ago. Right before the Mara Makom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ayin Ritva. Perek Dalet Sham, Kibur Hamaschil, Bechad Beshava, Choylet Al Harashba, the cause of the Sofek Tchumim Lakula. Sofek, the Ryan Ritva seems to say Sofek Tchumim is always Lakula, correct? Umutar, therefore, Umutar Lelech Lamala Me Asara. Afilu im Shabbos via in Shabbos via Basha. Even if you have the Cheskas Beisai that you go into Shabbos on the land and you're entering a boat, I still say that I could go on that boat more than Alpayim Amma because Sofek Tchumin Lekula. Im Kain Ledea Zu Mutter, correct? Mutter Lelech Gam Kain Alpayim Amma Oitzweis. Umutar ad shemagia la alpayim ama soichikos, correct?
Yeah.
Do we have time to get the dollar, a few lines or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just say, I have to leave because I have something. But you go on. That doesn't matter. You know, I have a mazel tov, you know that.
Mazel tov to you.
Yeah. So my granddaughter is getting engaged. She got engaged last night. We have a little board over here in my backyard. So I'm leaving. And if you noticed, Farber left in the middle also. He's making a wedding today. So
What time is that wedding?
2 o'clock. The chuppah is at 3.
And what do you call it? He's putting it on the web, you know. Okay.
Where is the wedding?
At the Sephardic Temple on Branch Boulevard.
Very nice. V'tzorich iyon shelo dibru ha'paiskim mizeh, correct? V'yein simchin memtes v'shin tzadivav. V'tur u'beis Yosef sham mavur le'inyan arba amos da'atzvais. Im noisnin loy ba'amos. Meaning if someone goes ahead and goes beyond the tchum, he's only allowed to move Dalet Amos. And Beis Yosef says that Dalet Amos is the more chomer Dalet Amos to go ahead and square him in, which is Oitzvais, which is interesting. Right? But Kan, Evsher, right, the Ein Sorech Lahazkir, the Zu Halacha Psuka, maybe there's no point to bring it here. The Azlina Lachumra Lachumra. The Das Ramah Nira, the Bechol Inyan, Noisnim Lo, Soichakos. Ain Simon Shin Sadivav Sif Aleph, the Ain Kan Makam Laharich. Of Al Inyan, however, the Inyan, Al Payim, Ol Inyan, Sholosh Persois, he is fixated on what? I always go nira the azlinan lechumro leinian doraisa, right? Leinian atzvois oisachikos. He feels that despite mavui, tchum will always be dependent on whether it's a din doraisa or din darabana. So we're still left and perplexed by the din of mavui on the Gemara Erevin Gimel and Beit. That mavui is also ama lechumro, even though it's a din darabana.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.